Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Filing of nomination papers begins for first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand with issuance of notification. Nomination process also starts in Uttar Pradesh for by-elections to 9 assembly seats. Supreme Court rules that law on prohibition of child marriages will prevail over personal laws. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on 2-day visit to Russia from Tuesday to attend BRICS summit in Kazan. President Draupadi Murmu holds bilateral talks with her Malawi counterpart Lazarus Chakwera in Lilongwe. Air quality in Delhi NCR deteriorates to poor category as layer of smog engulfs city ahead of winter season. And in Denmark Open Badminton, PV Sindhu to face Indonesia's Gregoria Mariska Tunjung in women's singles quarterfinals at Odense today. Filing of nominations has begun for the first phase of Jharkhand Assembly elections with the issuance of notification today. The 25th of this month is the last date for filing of nominations. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on the 28th of October. The last day for withdrawal of candidature is the 30th of this month. Assembly elections in Jharkhand are being held in two phases. The second phase of polling will take place on 20th November. Counting of votes will be taken up on 23rd November. For the first time, the Election Commission has provided online nomination facilities for candidates. Jharkhand Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said, nomination form is available on the online portal suvidha.eci.gov.in. By creating an account, candidates can fill out the nomination form and deposit the security amount.
कमीशन के द्वारा सुविधा पोर्टल का माध्यम से ऑनलाइन में नॉमिनेशन देने के लिए प्रावधान दिया हुआ है उसका अनुसार वो पोर्टल खोलकर अपने नॉमिनेशन फाइल कर सकते हैं नॉर्मली उनका छाप कॉपी तक देने के लिए प्रोविजन है
Filing of nomination papers also began in Uttar Pradesh for the by-election to 9 assembly seats with the issuance of notification today. Nominations can be filed till the 25th of this month. The assembly seats where by-elections will be held are Katihari, Karhal, Mirapur, Kundarki, Phulpur, Sisamau, Ghaziabad, Majwa and Khed. 8 out of these 9 seats fell vacant after its MLAs were elected as MPs in the Lok Sabha polls. In Sisamau, however, the by-poll is being held due to the disqualification of SP MLA Irfan Solanki, who was convicted in a criminal case. Seat-sharing formula among allies of the NDA has been announced for the upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections. Announcing this in Ranchi, Jharkhand election co-in-charge Hemanta Biswa Sarma said BJP will fight on 68 seats, while 10 seats were given to AJSU party. 2 seats of Jamshedpur West and Tamar were given to Janata Dal United. 1 seat of Chatra was given to Chirag Paswan-led LJP. The Supreme Court today held that the law on prohibition of child marriages will prevail over any personal laws. The apex court asserted that child marriages infringe upon the fundamental rights of minors, including their right to choose a life partner freely. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud and Justices J.B. Pardewala and Manoj Mishra also issued guidelines for effective implementation of the law on prevention of child marriages in the country. During the pronouncement of the judgment, Chief Justice Chandrachud emphasized that personal laws must not hinder the enforcement of the national statute aimed at preventing child marriages. The authorities must focus on child marriage prevention and protection of minors while penalizing offenders as a last resort. The bench also noted that the law on prohibition of child marriage has certain gaps. The Prohibition of Child Marriage Act 2006 was enacted to prevent child marriages and ensure their eradication from society. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that human rights has always been in the moral fabric of India. Addressing the Foundation Day program of National Human Rights Commission in New Delhi today, Mr. Dhankar said the Indian Constitution is the North Star for human rights.
Discrimination in any form is challenging to core aspects of human rights. Human rights are best secured and nurtured with public response. There can be no greater custodian of human rights than the public at large. We need to stand firm when such violations occur. To respect others' human rights is a divine duty. These rights are inviolable. Preamble of our Constitution, seeking justice, liberty, equality to all citizens, is a sense of human rights. They need to have fraternal feelings for persons who have a different point of view.
Acting Chairperson of NHRC Vijay Bharati Sayani and Secretary General Bharat Lal also addressed the Foundation Day event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Karma Yogi Saptah National Learning Week, NLW, tomorrow in New Delhi. During the week, each Karma Yogi will commit to achieving a target of at least 4 hours of competency-linked learning. NLW will be dedicated to learning through various forms of engagement by individual participants and ministries, departments and organizations. The participants may complete the targeted hours through a mix of individual role-based modules on IGOT, webinars, public lectures and policy masterclasses by eminent persons. During the week, eminent speakers will deliver talks on their areas of prominence and help them work towards citizen-centric delivery in a much more effective manner. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Russia from the 22nd of this month to attend the 16th Brazil, Russia, Indochina and South Africa BRICS Summit. The summit in Kazan is themed on strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security and will provide an important platform for leaders to discuss key global issues. It will offer a valuable opportunity to assess the progress of initiatives launched by BRICS and to identify potential areas for future collaboration. In a statement, the External Ministry said that Prime Minister Modi is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with his counterparts from BRICS member countries and invited leaders during the visit. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said unconventional warfare has posed new challenges in the defence sector. Speaking at the launch of Dare to Dream 5.0 Innovation Contest in New Delhi today, he said technology has given rise to this new form of unconventional warfare.
Defence sector par technology ka prabhav sirf conventional warfare tak hi simit nahi raha, balki technology ne defence sector mein ek naye unconventional warfare ko janm diya hai. ड्रोन्स, साइबर वॉरफेयर, बायो वेपन्स और स्पेस डिफेंस जैसे अनेक एलिमेंट डिफेंस सेक्टर के लिए चुनौती बनकर इस समय उभरे हैं. ऐसी स्थिति में एक परिवर्तनकारी दौर में जिस तरह से आप डिफेंस रिसर्च एंड डेवलपमेंट के क्षेत्र में अपने कदम आगे बढ़ा रहे हैं, वह निश्चित रूप से हमारे डिफेंस सेक्टर को और भी ज्यादा सशक्त और मजबूत बनाएगा, ऐसा मेरा विश्वास है.
Highlighting the government's commitment towards innovation, Mr. Singh stressed the increasing importance of research and development in the defence sector. He said as the world is witnessing changes, the significance of technology and research and development is growing at the same pace. He said the government is dedicated to making the country's defence sector more innovative and technology-oriented. On the changing dynamics of conventional warfare, the minister said, the arms and equipment are witnessing major changes today due to technology. He called for greater private sector participation in defence, urging a focus on both continuous improvement and disruptive technologies. This is Akashwani giving you the news for quick news updates round the clock. Follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. President Draupadi Murmu is currently holding bilateral meeting with her Malawi counterpart, Lazarus Chakwera in Lilongwe, on the second day of her three-day visit to the African nation. It will be followed by delegation-level talks between the two countries. Our correspondent covering the president's visit has filed this report.
Earlier in the day, President Draupadi Murmu visited the National War Memorial of Malawi and laid wreath there. The war memorial was built in honor of soldiers and civilians who lost their lives in the First and Second World Wars. The president also visited the Kamusu Mausoleum, the resting place of the first president, founder and father of Malawi nation, Dr. Hastings Kamusu Banda. Mayusha for Akashwani News from Lilongwe.
The eighth edition of Asia's largest telecom festival, India Mobile Congress, IMC, will conclude today in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the event at Bharat Mandapam on the 15th of this month. This global event has brought together more than 3,000 industry leaders, policymakers, and tech experts from over 190 countries. Talking to Akashwani News, an exhibitor said the event has given them an opportunity to interact with their customers and meet representatives of various businesses.
My name is Sarang Atri. I'm the CTO of AntCloud. We are a cloud PC company who set up a stall here at IMC. This experience has been really great for us because, you know, first of all, it got us that chance of interacting with our customers face to face, which us being a digital all company, it's a very rare occasion for us. So it was really great to get their responses. And at the same time, we got to meet representatives from a lot of other companies that really helped us on the B2B side as well. We'd really like to thank organizers behind this to let us have that opportunity.
The International Telecommunication Union World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly, ITUWTSA, is underway in New Delhi. It said the highest ever women participation in its history, marking a significant step towards gender-balanced delegations and leadership roles. The landmark event focused on promoting gender diversity in the field of telecommunication standardization. A special event, the Network of Women in Standards, led by the Telecommunication Standardization Sector of the International Telecommunication Union, underscored the commitment to advancing women's leadership roles in science, technology, engineering and mathematics, STEM and standardization. We have a report.
The topic is particularly significant for India as the government is implementing various measures to create an inclusive technology sector and empower women through technology platforms in line with the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who advocates for women-led development. India is making progress in this area with an increasing number of women co-founders in startups and over 40% of participants in STEM education being women. Initiatives such as Namo Drone Didi, Bank Sakhi and Mahila eHeart are empowering women to take on leadership roles in technology. This initiative is critical as the global push for digital inclusion accelerates with women playing a pivotal role in shaping the future of technology. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Delhi NCR has been engulfed by a layer of smog ahead of the winter season. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB, the air quality of the city deteriorated to the poor category as the air quality index, AQI, hit 292 this morning. In view of poor air quality, Delhi's Environment Department has called an emergency meeting of all concerned officials today. We have a report.
The national capital and the adjoining areas have started witnessing deteriorating air quality. The air quality is expected to further deteriorate and reach very poor category level in the upcoming days. Poor AQI can cause breathing discomfort to most people on prolonged exposure. Talking to Akashwani News, Dr. Rohit Kumar from Safdarjung Hospital in New Delhi underlined the precautions need to be taken in view of current air pollution situation.
With the onset of the winter season and worsening air pollution, a lot of our patients suffer from respiratory symptoms. To avoid this, we have to avoid outdoor activities if the air quality is bad, and if it is necessary to go out, ensure that we wear a mask. It is also important for all respiratory patients to ensure that they continue using their medicines as before, and if they develop any new symptoms, to come in contact with their healthcare providers.
A special campaign is being launched to monitor all 13 pollution hotspots through the Green War Room. Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Denmark Open Badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will face Indonesia's Gregoria Mariska Tunjung in the quarterfinals of the women's singles in Odense this afternoon. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Filing of nomination papers begins for first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand with issuance of notification. Nomination process also starts in Uttar Pradesh for by-elections to 9 assembly seats. Supreme Court rules that law on prohibition of child marriages will prevail over personal laws. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on two-day visit to Russia from Tuesday to attend BRICS summit in Kazan. President Draupadi Murmu holds bilateral talks with her Malawi counterpart Lazarus Chakwera in Lilongwe. Air quality in Delhi NCR deteriorates to poor category as layer of smog engulfs the city ahead of winter season. And in Denmark Open Badminton, PV Sindhu to face Indonesia's Gregoria Mariska Tunjung in women's singles quarterfinals at Odense today. And with that, we end the midday news.